Shakespeare at Tequare is doing Macbeth on the Fringe, and I think there might be some other shows that we might talk about. Comedy of Errors as well. He's on the other side of the flyer, and also stapled on is a 4-star review. And so I'm joined by
Ruth Tweedy
and
Callum Foreman
and
Esme Bigger,
who are from the company, and we're going to talk a little bit about the work here. What I'm going to ask you first is, in all that you've learned so far, what's been most useful to you in bringing a show? What skills have you learned?
I'd say really it's about adjusting to the audience, because in The Fringe you just never know what you're going to get. So we've played to kind of a sold-out house and we've played to 25 people, and it's about being able to make your show relatable and still funny no matter what audience size you have.
For me, it's learning to work with people of different levels of experience. We've got really talented people with different levels of, well, for one, this is their first show. For some of us, this is our kind of been doing it for 10 years. So I think learning to work with different people has been really a real skill I've learned here. I've really enjoyed it.
So describe one of your rehearsals to me.
Oh, it's organized chaos would be a good word for it. Because we've got two shows, we kind of run through both shows. Rehearsals?
Anyone else?
We really just kind of decide what needs work on, especially coming up to The Fringe. We did sort of a pre-run in March, but coming up to The Fringe, it was really looking at what we felt needed to be improved on so we could make every scene as funny as the last one and try and not let them dip as much as they might have in our pre-runs. But yeah, a lot of kind of sitting around and waiting as people workshopped one line.
Now, I'm looking at Macbeth here as running at 50 minutes and Comedy of Errors running at 50. Now, these are normally much longer plays. So how did it all get cut? Who did the cuts?
Well, our fantastic director, Tim did. And, you probably ask him how he did it, because we're all still not quite sure how he managed to cut these plays down to this level, but still keep all the story and add the humour in as well. It's something I think we all wonder and awe how he manages to do it. So
Tim, how do you sleep at night and do surgery on Shakespeare?
You can do surgery on Shakespeare in your sleep, because you then wake up the next morning with loads of new ideas about how to keep it true to the storyline, but never, never, never let the plot get in the way of a good gag. And that's really the principle of both The Comedy of Errors and Macbeth, but I still don't know how Macbeth has ended up as a comedy. But it has, and it's getting a lot of very good audience reaction, but it's really about the way the cast deliver the words. I can write stuff that I think is funny, but if the cast don't deliver it in what I call a deadpan serious style, it just doesn't work. So it's really a tribute to the way that they just take the words and then put colour around them that has made it so funny.
So, guys, how'd you get into character?
For The Comedy of Errors, I play both Antipholuses, so I had to kind of get into character two different ways. I usually sit with the reading one of their lines over and over again, trying to see what kind of characteristics are in the words, because I find that one of my Antipholuses is slightly more lighthearted than the other one. The other one's more uptight. So it's finding the character in the words and then adding what your own experiences to it. That's how I do it anyway.
What are you all doing 2 minutes before you go on stage?
Warm-ups a lot, all together and on our own. Panicking, but very excited. We're all backstage, kind of breathing a lot, like, and yeah.
And how do you manage the grown-ups?
They kind of know what we're doing. They tend to stay out of our way, especially when we're just sort of getting into character right at the start. They sort of leave and go and help the audience, because they know that we're kind of freaking out by ourselves and we don't want them in our way right now.
And when you're performing, are you aware of the audience?
Yeah, I mean, especially with these plays, they're very self-aware and there's lots of audience interaction as such, but you sort of go into a state of being aware of them while just doing your own thing and not really realizing that they're there talking to you. You can't think of it as that, because otherwise I just get really freaked out. So it's about being able to deliver lines to them and make it funny for them, but still, you know, stay true to the character.
Has this made you want to be an actor, you know, as a career?
Well, I've always really enjoyed my acting from a young age, so it's put the idea in my head again, but I'm enjoying doing it amateur at the moment, and I think I want to keep it at that at the moment. But I never know. It's definitely given me the confidence to know that I could potentially follow this as a career.
So after the show, Tim, do you give them notes?
No, not after these these shows. As far as I'm concerned, once we started the run, the show is theirs. And Ruth is actually being extremely polite when she talks about what they did with the adults. What the cast has done with the adults, which I think is wonderful, is basically say, get out of the way, we know what we're doing. We had a stage manager for the Borders run in the spring. We have got the stage manager out flyering at the moment, simply because he was superfluous backstage. These guys have taken over the production and run it themselves, which is exactly what I wanted. So all credit to them.
Nervous on stage?
I don't get nervous on stage, no. I'm really, really nervous before my first scene, and I think people know that because I'm kind of staring blankly at the blacks. But then as soon as I go on stage, I'm just that character, and I just love it, and it just kind of takes over.
Nervous on stage?
No, it's the same. Once you get on stage, you've not really got time to be nervous. You're like remembering your line exactly, kind of the emotion you want to deliver. It's all just fun as soon as you get on stage. I mean, when you come off again, that's a different story. But when you're on stage, it's great.
Now, final question. Now, this could either be embarrassing silence. We might giggle. But I want you to all give me a line from this play before we finish. So I'm going to give you a bit of time to think up one of the lines that you say that you'd like to share on our little interview here, to give a little bit of Macbeth to the Edinburgh Fringe audience. Nod to me when you think you've got one. But we can. Yeah, you can have Comedy of Errors as well. In fact, we'll let the listeners choose themselves. We got one? Yeah? It's very intense going on here. We got one? Just one, can be very short. I'm not looking for a long one. Yep, okay, here we go.
Has age withered my beauty?
Brilliant. Anyone else? We got one?
I'm
please, come on.
Okay.
Don't even think about it, husband.
Told you there'd be a bit of giggling. They're all just.
I to a world, I'm like a drop of water that in the ocean seeks another drop.
And from a different play, to attend this show or not to attend this show, that is the question. Judging by the reviews, I think you should. Thanks very much.